leading us into the best 5 minutes of the day. It's our buddy, the brain guy, Dr. Jason Kanz, neuropsychologist, on the line with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we got our last parking lot picnic in the books now.
Yeah. After how many did you say yesterday? You did a whole bunch of
them. So that was the 17th. We did 6 in the pandemic year, and that was a big deal. We got TV coverage back for that because it's like, look, people are meeting. And then 4 in 2021, 4 last year. This year we did 3, but which makes 17. And that does it for this year, and I think that does it for a while. And then August 26th, 15 days away, the big countdown on the 513 free family reunion concert. And then they got the Jason Gray for free at Riverfront Park in Chippewa Falls. So.
Very good.
Yeah. He's great, you know, Jason Gray.
He is great. I haven't seen him for a number of years, but he's very good. I like his message.
He would like to see you. He would like to see you.
He would.
I'm inviting you right now to come. So,
thank you for putting it on the table.
Yeah. There's a lot of folks that'll be there for that. Well, let's see. We've been sharing some things on Facebook. I've shared a couple of Dallas Willard things this week.
Yeah, I saw you had a really good one yesterday. I also wasn't familiar with the quote from Dallas Willard yesterday. It was good stuff.
Do you ever get that, though, that you have expectations? Like, you kind of do. I mean, there is some thought to kind of weighing out and saying, should I share this? And then when you do, and then I think initially the one I had a couple of days ago, like Cody was the only one who liked it for a while. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I find that, too, where there's something that seems very profound or thoughtful to me, and people are just kind of like, meh, you know, they just don't really give it a lot of attention. And then I begin to wonder, was it that stirred for me with that? And
so here was the one a couple of days ago that we'll just deal with. Dallas Willard had said, if we are to use our minds rightly, we must live in an attitude of constant openness and learning. I tried to even put your name up with that, and it just didn't work. But
sure.
I mean, I know you'd love that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And interestingly, I didn't see it come up the first time until you pointed it out.
Yeah.
So I don't know what happened there. But
yeah,
absolutely. I think that's one of the things God gave us a mind to use. And we have a whole world in which to explore. And I do think we can explore with openness and learning and curiosity and all of those things.
Keep learning and growing, and sometimes it may mean changing your mind, and I don't mean just repentance, right?
Yes, right, for sure.
Yeah.
I had shared something from Adam Grant yesterday that we think of intelligence as the ability to think and learn, and he said in a changing culture, sometimes it's being able to rethink and unlearn things that we've heard in the past.
Yeah.
And you know, and I think that's where that flexible thinking is. Our curious minds lead us.
I think there was a guy named Mike Slaughter. I think he was a Methodist pastor. I had a chance to interview him back in the day. And I want to say his book was called Unlearning Church. But anyhow, I have to go back and check that out.
Sure.
All right. We've got Love Letter 26 today from Larry Crabb. Ezekiel, face your evil, then see my glory. And I've got written in here, it's completely underlined and so good. So here we go. We'll see if you agree. Only when you are so grieved by the raw evil of your demanding spirit that you're overwhelmed by the glory of my holiness will my love change you. Only when you recognize the evil energy in your relating will you be stunned by the beauty of my son, a beauty you'll long to reflect.
You know, I that does resonate. And I think it's that stirred longing to become whole and holy, to become more like Christ, happens, I think, when we see how far short of that we can fall in how we relate with others.
And again, what I'm saying is just buried deep within us. Yes, we're image bearers, but I mean, we have this deep self-obsession and self-commitment. And then when it comes to relating in marriage, family, and otherwise, it's just that's what sanctification is. God's reworking that, you know? So,
absolutely.
Yeah. All right,
let's see.
We don't have time for all Galatians 5:19 through 21, so why don't you just read Galatians 5:19?
Sure, it says, when you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures.
Wow, what a pleasant first head in the weekend. All right, well, from your devotional commentary, you say you have no trouble recognizing your fleshly desires, sexual immorality, impurity, divisions within you and between you, wanting what others have, jealousy, pleasure-seeking for its own sake, elevating things or people to the status of gods in your life, magical thinking, conflict, unregulated anger, playing who is best, and uncontrolled drinking, pleasure festivals, and things like these. Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of a heavy way to leave it off on a Friday. But yeah, this is leading us into this works of the flesh versus fruit of the spirit.
Yeah.
And I think as we kind of continue on next week, we'll get into this more. And it touches, I think, on what Larry was getting at with the Ezekiel stuff as well. So
it's kind of a setup for, it's the verses 22 and 23 that, these are the nine fruit against such things. There is no law, but this is kind of the bad news before the good news, right?
Yeah. Right. Absolutely.
All right. See you at breakfast tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good. I'll see you then.
All right. WWIB, this is the time where we like to get to weekend birthdays and special events. And starting things off, we've got a great brother in the Lord who actually has a birthday tomorrow. And his son, Ryan, asked us to give him a call. Keith Westaby, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy birthday a day early.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
How old are you going to be?
66.
All right. Well, you had your Medicare birthday last year, so.
Yeah. Well, and I'd been on Medicare for a while because of, I was disabled, so, I mean, that happened back when I was 51, actually.
So. Okay. So you actually, we had a parking lot picnic yesterday, but I saw you were here at the last one, right?
Yeah, we were there at the last one. It just worked out for everybody, and we were able to come. And actually, the only one in my family wasn't able to come was Ryan, and he was doing jury duty that day.
Yeah. So what do you have planned for your birthday? Fun. Your birthday tomorrow and your birthday weekend?
I really have no idea that my two youngest sons are taking their boys to a monster truck thing over at Jim Falls tomorrow. So I don't know what the plans are, but I hope to go fishing tomorrow. But my brother said that it's his anniversary today. So him and his wife are headed to Door County for the weekend. So I thought, well, that's cool, too. So
yeah.
But
all right. And I know you're a big fan of WWIB, so when I get this all done here, the birthdays and special events for the weekend, what song would you like to hear?
I would say Mercy Me's I Can Only Imagine.
Really? Okay.
Yep. Mercy Me, I've always been a big fan of Mercy Me for years and years, and that's one of the songs that really touches me. I mean, I like a lot of their music, as you all know, but...
Yeah. We did. I'll do that for you. We did just have one off of their new release, Always Only Jesus. And you told me you liked the Forgivable song, right? So,
Yeah. Well, the other one I really like off their new one is Hands Up. I mean, it just really gets you fired up. So, I mean, a lot of good music on their new album that I've listened to it on the Echo. So,
well, tell you
a lot
what,
of good music on their new album.
Nothing against I Can Only Imagine, but as long as we're really trying to promote the new release, why don't I play the Hands Up for you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Good enough. I can play the other one for myself. So.
All right. Thanks, Keith. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for calling, Mark. Have a good one.
You too. All right. There we go. So his 66th birthday tomorrow. Well, I should say that good morning and welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
You're probably rattled because you are not only standing up in a wedding tomorrow, but you're a best man.
I am. I let you know I might not be able to make it in this morning, but I managed to, I set my alarm and made it in, and we ran a almost smooth news there almost until the end.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll work it out. We'll get the bugs worked out today. Later in the hour after the 7:30 weather, we've got not one but two drawings for Wisconsin Dells family four-packs. Lots of fun places to go. So if you were here for our parking lot picnic, not only did you get some goodies from Rosie's and Olson's, but also your chance to win the Wisconsin Dells tickets after the 7:30 weather. Here comes the bride. Going to be happening, what, Menominee is where the wedding is?
Yes, Menominee. The rehearsal is today. The wedding is tomorrow.
And we're talking about Eli Strong.
Eli Strong.
And? And the young lady he's married.
And the young, and his fiance, I should know.
Well, yeah, okay. So I know her last name is Niedermeyer.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you know Eli, and that's why you're in the wedding.
It's early.
I thought I had said to you off. Okay, well, never mind.
That. Yeah.
Okay, so Dawson is standing up at a wedding, yeah. And in fact, the best man right away. So how did this happen? How do you know Eli? What's
how did this happen? Well, it's 10 years ago, maybe just a touch over. I was in some plays that you had encouraged me to be a part of, along with the longtime listeners might recognize the name Karen Hurd.
Well, she's a state representative from the 68th
well,
Assembly
now.
District. Yeah,
yeah. But she used to have a show with you on the air.
For 9 years.
Yeah, and along with that, she would direct plays, ads that have played over the airwaves here for those shows. And in those plays, Eli and I, just bumping up next to each other in terms of age, we'd get cast in roles where we'd act alongside each other, and we grew into friends. And as she moved away from plays and into politics, I guess, we sort of drifted apart and didn't get to chat, and then sort of reached out to me one day. We reconnected, and that led to this.
He initially contacted you and said, you know, would you be a groomsman, right? And
correct,
then,
yeah.
And then a little while later, it was like, would you be the best
man? Yeah. It evolved.
All right.
Yeah.
So, all right. You've had a good time getting to know the other groomsmen. So
yeah, it's been good.
I was asking you, do you have to give a speech on after the wedding on Saturday, or you don't know yet?
I assume. I mean, that's sort of one of the expectations of the best man,
yeah,
I think.
Kind of talking about how you knew Eli and what a good guy he
right.
is and all that. Kind
yeah.
of. Okay. And so we want some advice, maybe some wedding stories for Dawson.
That'd be great.
Stories of when you've stood up as a best man or maid of honor, or any advice, encouragement for him, any tips on the speech, what have you. I would say, you know, you don't want to go too long. You know, the more the words, the less the meaning. How does that profit anyone? Ecclesiastes. So you've heard that from me before. But I would just, my one remembrance is, did you know dear old dad had been both a best man and, do you say, maid of honor in the same wedding? And how is that even possible?
That's a good question.
My parents got divorced in 83. My dad got remarried later in the 80s. My mom obviously got remarried in 87, still married to my stepdad, Kent, but... best stepdad ever, but there it is. My dad's second marriage to a woman named Barb. And so her daughter was the maid of honor, but she fainted during the wedding. She fainted, like, during the service.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, I don't know, she hadn't eaten that day. And so they brought her. She sat down, and I needed to hold not only the ring for my dad, I needed to hold the ring that she was holding.
You have an outfit split right down the middle, the dress and the suit.
It's a unique category I'm in because not a lot of people can say they were both roles in the same wedding.
That's wonderful. Wow. Yeah, that's quite a story.
So let's play top that with wedding stories. 715-396-1670. Mostly looking for advice and stories here the rest of the show, the Wib Wake Up Show.
Yeah, in honor of the topic, we've got Casting Crowns singing Wedding Day.
All right, it is that time of the week. We know you lead busy lives, and so we try to aggregate stories from, you know, politics, pop culture, and everything in between, both domestically and internationally. We bring it together. We call it headlines. Here it is. And thanks to Caleb for gathering these. NASA's James Webb Space Telescope has captured an image of what appears to be two galaxies colliding.
And collecting each other's insurance information.
For sure.
Zoom, which encourages companies to use its video conferencing app for remote work, has asked its own remote workers to return to the office.
Imagine the first in-person meeting. Welcome back. To start off, can everyone make sure they're on mute?
Could take some getting used to.
I guess. Russia is floating a plan to build a village for conservative Americans who are tired of progressive ideas in the U.S.
It's the first time I've ever heard of someone wanting to move to Russia for freedom.
For sure.
A bear being transported on Iraqi Airways flight from Baghdad to Dubai escaped from its crate in the cargo hold, causing a delay in the flight's departure.
Maybe that's a new airline strategy for unruly passengers. Behave or we'll unleash the bear.
Ruthless.
Scary. A man in Spain shot his lawnmower because it wouldn't start.
The weed whacker witnessed the whole thing.
Ugly.
Scientists figured out the optimal flow of ketchup is roughly 0.028 miles per hour.
Which is still faster than the customs line at the airport.
Slow and steady.
And finally this morning, according to a poll, 36% of Americans believe in alien UFOs.
Well, if they do exist, they won't be coming to Earth. The cost to fill up their spaceships for the return trip would be way too much.
Inflation.
And now you're all caught up.
Yeah, those are your headlines. Now you're all caught up. Here on the Wib Wake Up Show... on WWIB. We did it without Caleb.
somehow we found a way to make it to the end there. That's such a fun segment. I like love to be with the Whip Wake Up Show audience.
You love the morning show. It's the getting up part.
It's the getting up part. Hey, I can do it. I can do it if I got up.
Hey, Dawson's a best man in a wedding tomorrow. Rehearsal tonight. Your wedding stories as well as advice for him would be welcome. I mean, he's starting off. His first time as a groomsman is as a best man. So come behind him, listeners. 396-1670. Remember, we are family. All right, the Whip Wake Up Show. Dawson is a best man tomorrow. Dad and Doss, you're Caleb away on this Friday. And so we asked for advice, and finally we get some, because you're not only a groomsman, you're a best man.
Yes.
And it's Eli and, I want to say, is it
Emma?
Emma's wedding tomorrow. So
yes.
E and E, huh?
Yeah, Ian, that's nice. Yeah, E and E.
I would think in a lot of their home decor, you got a future E, right?
E squared. So, yeah, we got some advice.
We do. So let's hear what Keith has to say.
Hey, Mark Dawson. I was thinking about the wedding stuff, and I was thinking for Dawson, one of the things to remember, you are responsible for the toast at the reception.
Oh.
And the guy that was best man for me did a very nice toast, but he finished it up with, "And may all your problems be little ones."
I like that.
You guys have a great day. Bye.
Hey, I might use that, man. All your problems be little ones. I love that.
That's what we're looking for.
Yeah,
thank you, Keith.
Thank you so much, Keith. That was wonderful.
We did a birthday wake-up call to Keith, requested by his son Ryan earlier before 7. Keith turning 66 tomorrow. What's our musical soundtrack today?
Yes, this is a song called A Teenager in Love. Comes off the soundtrack of American Graffiti that released on Today in History back in 1973, directed by George Lucas.
Yeah, George Lucas kind of cutting his directorial teeth with that one. All right, we've got quite a bit on this day in history. I'm going to start baseball. 1929, Babe Ruth became the first player to hit 500 homers, finished with 714. Then Hank Aaron, of course, passed him.
I'm going back a little bit farther than that. 1851, Isaac Singer was granted a patent on his sewing machine.
Wow, look at you. I don't know where you even found that.
That's on Interpol.
All right, I'm going to go to 1984 when President Ronald Reagan caused kind of an international Cold War flap by making this joke during a voice test for a paid political radio address.
All right, my fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
No, Ronald, no!
Aye.
You can't make that joke. What else?
Yeah, in 1898, Hawaii was formally annexed by the United States.
Huh. All right, 1961, more baseball. Milwaukee Braves pitcher Warren Spahn earned career win number 300, led the Braves to a 2-1 win over the White Sox, who the Brewers play today.
It was in 1998, Swiss Bank agreed to pay $1.25 billion as restitution to Holocaust survivors to settle claims for their assets.
Huh. 1992, on this day, the Mall of America opened in Bloomington, Minnesota. It's the largest shopping mall in America.
Mm. In 2004, Russian scientists claimed they discovered the wreck of an alien spacecraft at the site of an unexplained explosion that occurred in Siberia in 1908. Most scientists believed it was a meteorite that was the cause.
All right, I only got two more.
All right.
2008, Airbnb officially launched its website. The site is an online marketplace for short and long-term home and room rentals.
In 2012, the Summer Olympics closing ceremony completed the games of that year.
Mm-hmm. In 2014, 9 years ago, Robin Williams committed suicide. Left us at the age of 63. He had been suffering from severe depression, Parkinson's disease, and diffuse Lewy body dementia.
Absolutely incredible talent there. Mm-hmm. Lost him far too soon. Finally, in 2021... just a couple years ago, Britney Spears' father said he would step down as her conservator after the singer called his conservatorship abusive. That and more happened today in history. Make sure you make today one worth remembering. We'll be your soundtrack as you do, playing great tunes with lyrics you can trust to inspire you.
The Whip Wake Up Show on a Friday morning. Dad and Doss with you, the home stretch. And as per usual, the best of the week. The week that was, we bring you 3.5 hours a day from 5:30 in the morning until 9 in the morning. And so we sum it all up in this encapsulation right here. You know, so the possums were all gathered around the dinner table. The daddy possum, the mommy, and the little boy possum. And the dad yelled, "Play dead as long as you like, young man. These Brussels sprouts will still be there."
I'm curious that you're still using a clock radio.
Yeah, it's really old.
I mean, yeah.
You use your phone or what?
Yeah. Actually, currently I have a Fitbit watch, and it has a wrist alarm that just goes off. It just buzzes, and that wakes me up in the morning.
Does it keep you fit?
Not always.
Yeah.
But at least it wakes me up in the morning.
Okay. It makes people think you're focused on that.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Well, happy 60th birthday to my mom. I love you so much. And she's probably going to spend her day doing what she normally does, serving people.
But I got to say, even I really don't know your mom much at all. I've met her at a few events. But just in terms of being a hardworking homeschooling mom and 9 kids and the involvement in the church, and then above and beyond this brilliant idea about like cousins camp and shirts. I mean, it just is like, she seems like, I mean, every bit the amazing woman that you say. So
this
again
is the thing. Everything that I am not as an administrator of events and things like that, my mom is. I mean, just
really
whether
cool.
it be running VBS or Kids Quest, which is kind of like our Awana at church, or things like cousin camp. I mean, and again, she's, my mom could be running a company, but instead she runs a household and does it to the glory of God.
The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. So there you go. A Texas woman was attacked by a snake and sustained injuries by a hero hawk. Peggy Jones was mowing the grass on her property when a snake, how does this happen, fell from the sky?
What in the world? We have to look up for snakes now?
While the snake was gripping her arm and attacking her glasses, a hawk swooped down to attack the snake, which resulted in injuries to her arm. Peggy?
It was like I couldn't believe what was happening. He was starting to dart at my face and come into my face, and he was striking my glasses. And he just kept on and kept on, and I just couldn't get rid of the snake. And it was just, it was like I think I went into survival mode.
Yeah. I mean, I literally am shuddering here. I've got goosebumps for all the wrong reasons. This is terrifying. Snakes from the sky.
It became a full-on battle with Peggy Jones, the snake, and the hawk.
Now, it says eventually the hawk got the snake and then carried it away.
Yeah, here's what she has to say.
The hawk came down 4 times to get the snake off of my arm. When I looked down, I had blood all over my clothes. I had blood all over my arm. My arm was torn to shreds.
Well, all last week, Caleb, the Backpack to School Challenge, and I think we got some final numbers, huh?
We do indeed, yes. Thank you so much to everyone who stepped up and gave. Again, we were telling you we had a bigger goal than ever before of $15,000 because new this year we wanted to serve students locally and globally. Locally with We Care Eau Claire and Valley Vineyard Church. Valley Vineyard's distribution is coming up this Sunday, and then We Care Eau Claire just a little bit later on in August. And they're expecting to serve over 2,200 children combined. But we wanted to add an international element with Teamwork Africa and Starfish Kids, those who are living in such desperate poverty and aren't even allowed to go to school if they don't have the right things that they need. And so we wanted to give a third to each one of those organizations. So we started out, Halvel, with $4,750, and we gave all of you one week to hopefully double and triple that amount, which is an intrepid goal, I would say, especially here in the summer when things are a little bit slower for a lot of giving. $4,750 trying to get to $15,000, and you were hearing us talk about it at the end of last week. We made that goal, Havel, and exceeded it.
The final number,
$16,430.72, if you want to be exact.
Get it right down,
Yeah, so thank you so much. That provides over 328 backpacks. And again, those funds were distributed evenly 3 ways between Teamwork Africa, We Care Eau Claire, and Valley Vineyard Church in Chippewa Falls.
And again, that is a wonderful way to end the Best of the Weekend. Who am I to question, Caleb? But let me just say that with Liberia, we learned along the way that the backpack, school supplies, and a pair of shoes could be provided for 2 kids for every $50. So rather than 1, 2. So out of that $5,000 plus for Liberia, that's more than 200 backpacks plus the 100 plus. I believe it's probably closer to 428 or 430. And I saw another $50 for the kids in Liberia that was on my desk yesterday. So again, thank you so much for your incredible generosity. We more than tripled what the generous business sponsors did, and we are just so, so, so grateful and appreciative.
Yeah, just incredible. Your wife, my mom, is still over there. We absolutely miss her doing incredible work over in Liberia, West Africa. And just final notes on that. You know, they've got local seamstresses helping create the backpacks over there, helping support those people as well.
I talked to Mom,
yeah,
my wife, and she said that, yeah, now it's so many backpacks.
Yeah.
She can't do all these, but so they've been able to purchase some other ones. But again, thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Last year, sending 156 kids to school. They were hoping to send 175, and hopefully with these, they'll be able to send even more than that.
Absolutely, and it's going to actually spill over and help kids in the interior in Peleteyama. You've been there.
I have, yeah.
So you know the word desperation in terms of the poverty there.